Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the 916, it's the Wake Up Call.
On 106.5 The End.
The End.
So there are many people who aren't big fans of Logan Paul.
I don't know a single person that is.
Yes. Logan Paul's a YouTuber turned boxer, but all around just kind of gross, disgusting person. And he made a purchase of a box, an unopened cardboard box of first edition Pokemon cards. And he purchased it for $3.5 million.
Ooh.
It's terrible to know that somebody like Logan Paul has $3.5 million.
Doesn't just have $3.5 million, has $3.5 million of Pokemon money.
Right. Yeah. So he saw it as an investment. As soon as he made the purchase, though, because Logan Paul lives his life on YouTube, he obviously flaunted it and started talking about it. And all of these people started to call him out, saying that the story's not adding up. The story had changed. How the cards came into his possession, it wasn't... It had changed from one version to another, and that makes, I guess, in the trading card world, a big red flag.
Really?
If you can't authenticate an original story for how the, why do you have these? Mm. Where do they come from? Who owned them before you?
Who owned them
before that person?
Is that because it is a very cut and dry thing? Like it's all documented?
Yeah, it's either authentic or it's not authentic.
Got it. Mm.
You
okay.
know? So because Logan Paul is Logan Paul and nobody's smarter than him, he of course wants to prove everybody wrong. So he flies in these trading card experts from Chicago to authenticate his box, to double authenticate his box. Because apparently these were the guys that initially, before he even purchased it for $3.5 million, looked at the box and said, yes, this has not been tampered with. This is old. So I don't know what, Kevin, when did Pokemon cards come out? 20 years ago?
I guess so.
25 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he's like, this has never been opened, you know, and any of that stuff. So he flew those guys back because he was willing to drop the value a little bit by opening the box just to prove the internet wrong.
Wow. Okay.
Here, play the first clip. This is the clip before they open the box.
If it's good, it's worth a lot more than the 3.5 now.
So in this case,
I hope it's real.
Back in March of this year, this case came into my office. They asked for my opinion. If the outside of this case had been tampered with, played with, reproduced in any way. I did my diligence just like I do for a sports case.
Oh, yeah. All right. I like where that's going, though.
So they think that everything's legit, okay?
By the way,
if you want to watch this video, and it's a great video to watch, text CARD, C-A-R-D, to 73389, and you can watch it. So they open it, and this is a longer clip. This is what the aftermath of opening this box is.
Oh, my
yes!
God.
Oh, my God. Yes! At first, they see the Pokemon cards in the
box. Right, right.
That's a good sign. What? Why are they so puffy? Why are they so puffy, though? See how they're shaped all?
They don't look right.
They don't look right.
Oh, no. Why is it bending like that? What's inside of them?
Why doesn't this one say first edition on it?
Not like this.
He said, not like this?
Yeah.
What's inside this?
Legal.
So now they open a pack of cards.
Oh, my God. God. Oh, my God, bro. G.I. Joe? G.I. Joe?
They're G.I. Joe cards.
Oh, my God. They're not even Pokemon cards?
No.
They're not even...
They literally
it's
are...
It's not... Okay, so it's not just that they aren't first edition Pokemon cards. They aren't even Pokemon cards.
They are like 20-year-old or 25-year-old G.I. Joe cards. They have zero value.
So somebody at some point took G.I. Joe cards, put them in a Pokemon box, mm-hmm. put those boxes into just a cardboard box.
Resealed them in cellophane.
Resealed it in cellophane.
Yeah, and then put them in a cardboard box.
And then sold that box to who?
Doesn't matter at this point. I mean, they probably took that box 25 years ago and sold it for like, oh, these are first edition. Maybe like 3 years after they came out, they sold it for like, I don't know, $10,000. And then that got flipped for $50,000. And then that got flipped for $250,000. And it keeps getting sold up and up and up, but nobody can open it because if you open it, you devalue.
Genius.
Okay, so, I mean, that is playing the long game.
Yeah.
Can we just use this as an opportunity to point out how, for the most part, collections of things are so stupid.
So stupid.
I mean...
It's only valuable.
What we're talking about here is a box, a cardboard box, that for 25 years, yeah. nobody has known what was in the inside of it. And people have been buying and selling... That cardboard box full of nothing.
Nothing.
For 25 years.
Yeah.
And you can't even confirm whether or not you've bought nothing because you can't open it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it couldn't have happened to a better a-hole.
That was my thought. Like, watching Logan Paul's stupid, dumb face realize he got scammed out of $3.5 million is delicious. And if you want to watch it, text the word CARD.
Could be all yours.
C-A-R-D to 73389. I mean, Kevin, you buy dumb stuff like Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
Does this not make you realize, like, maybe I should invest my money into something... Not as stupid.
No, I just feel really bad he got scammed.
Oh, don't feel bad for Logan Paul.
You know why he feels bad? Because the fact that this hasn't happened to Kevin yet mm-hmm. is a miracle.
I mean, I don't buy random boxes that I can't open.
No, that'd be stupid. But what's the last thing, the last collectible that you bought?
A Shang-Chi figurine.
Oh,
what? It's a collectible.
It's still in the box,
just so you know.
Oh, of course it is. If you take it out and play with it, then you lose. It loses all.
And I have a protective case around it.
I mean, this is proof that things like collectibles only have a value to other stupid idiots.
And then the value will appreciate as more stupid idiots come about.
Until somebody's like, you know what? This is not valuable to anyone.
Just you wait. We're going to be rolling in money.
We're going to find some stupid idiots. You just wait and see.
We are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.